Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. We also have the opportunity for you to download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. Take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you, and hopefully you will find something that you would be interested in. If you would like to connect with myself or my guests during this hour until 5 p.m., from now until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with your real estate needs, with 25 years of experience working for you. They are out of LaRue, Ohio. Their telephone number is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and the subject is the value of optimism. Let's see what it has to say for us. We're just coming out of 2019, getting ready to embark upon 2020. And those of you who may have had a bad year or you consider a bad year, please continue to be optimistic. And I am going to read to you the value of optimism. When faced with problems, it can seem difficult to maintain. It just disappeared on me. I'm sorry. Wow, well, what happened with that? Oh, my. Hold on. It is Monday.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. My whole thing just disappeared. Okay, let's try it again. The value of optimism. When faced with problems,
it's awfully quiet over there.
Oh, because
we don't have problems, do we?
Oh, my. All right, let's try this again. Okay. When faced with problems, it can seem difficult to maintain inner cheer. The mind gets caught up with more and more negativity, fear, or worry. Because of this, the problem seems bigger than it is, and we lose the ability to find solutions and work constructively. The first step I need to take when I recognize a problem is to smile to myself. When I make sure I am happy within, I know that every situation will pass and has something to teach me. Then I will find solutions come more quickly and easily. Now, that's the value of optimism. And today I have with me Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days, also our Doomsday Prophet here at WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And he's been with us for quite a while here. And, of course, we're going to talk some Doomsday things today.
Oh, of course.
As time goes on, we get closer and closer, don't we,
Absolutely.
Jeff?
Absolutely. We're not getting further away.
That's right.
Not getting any younger either.
So how have you been over the Christmas holiday?
Oh, I've been getting by okay. How about you?
Been doing good. Doing good.
I don't like the heavier traffic and the stores being more crowded, so I kind of stay away from the stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it takes twice as long during the holidays to get through the lines and everything. I mean, I don't mean to be a humbug or anything, but it has its downside.
It does has its down. I told you he was a doomsday, didn't I? I told you that. Even when it came, Scrooge, I got another name for you. He's Scrooge, okay?
Like
so,
that first ghost that came in there and said, "You don't believe in me, do you?"
Right.
No,
right.
I don't.
And now, you know, we find that a lot of people don't even believe in the second coming of Christ. They don't believe that there's going to be a rapture. They don't believe that there is a hell. And, you know, when I was trying to think of some 10 catastrophic things that really happened to be remembered, the year in review or the year that was, we have one more day left for 2019. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. And it came up and it said, number one was it's taken precedence over everything, was the impeachment of President Trump. But I don't want to really start there because it's not the first time the United States has impeached or tried to impeach a president. So,
good old Clinton, I think, was the one before
Bill
him.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Nixon.
Well, Nixon resigned.
Yeah, but they were going to.
They were
going to
impeach him, but he resigned before they could. Right. They would have definitely would have impeached him, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because his offense was a lot worse.
Right.
And it was proven.
It's crazy because now they have this little thing on certain, I don't remember the name of the channel, but it talks about President Clinton's affair. And Monica Lewinsky is on there. People never forget when you do something wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
they can't remember anything you did right.
Right. They just brand you because you did something wrong. Now, that's where the optimism comes in, right? We have to be optimistic.
I had a person that was mad at me and had been like pulling jokes on me and stuff and trying to get revenge. And I said, I hooked her up to her current husband. I'm the one that played matchmaker. I said, does that make any difference to you? She goes, no.
Really?
But, you know, eventually we have to get around to forgiving. It's hard. Well, sometimes the other person won't forgive us. But we need to forgive people for our own sake.
Yes, we do.
Because then you don't have to carry that crap around inside of you.
And stop branding people.
Yeah.
So, I remember when they did that. And we
well,
just,
sometimes people do some nasty things, you know. It takes a long time to forgive them.
Yeah, that's true.
Are
that's
you listening
so true.
To music?
No, I'm trying to get the volume correct on whatever line you're on, Jeff.
Am I in the right one? I must be.
Yes, you're on.
You're hearing
you're
me, okay?
On. Yes, I am hearing
Good.
You just fine.
What else happened this year?
Okay. Now, I did talk about Asia going to the moon. China? It said China went to the moon and put up a... Let me see. Let me find it. China barrels into space race. Gain access to the... What's far side of the moon?
I didn't even know they did this.
Yeah, they did.
Did they have people on it? Or just a robot?
They landed a probe there.
A probe, okay.
But they have entered the space race. Along with
a little bit late.
Yeah, along with Russia and the United States. Yeah. So now they're up there too. So that's one of the things that happened
they're
in 2019.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and they are. They're smart.
Yeah, they are. Very. Yeah. We know Oriental people are very smart.
Oh, yeah.
We had to give Germany credit because it was a German scientist, I can't think of his name, von something, that designed the Saturn V for the United States and went so we could go to the moon. If we hadn't captured him in World War II, we probably wouldn't have. Well, we might have made it to the moon without him, But he did most of the designing of the Saturn V.
Right.
And the LEM.
Right.
Lunar Excursion Module. So, German people are very intelligent.
Yeah, they are. They're supposed to have another rise of Germany, too, according to the scriptures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Gog and Magog, who are they?
Gog and Magog Meshach, are more like an Asian thing.
Meshach, Tubal.
Yeah.
Who are they? They Asian, too?
I forgot my reading glasses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me see yours.
I'll share this with you for
a all the
moment.
Time, don't I?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, Ezekiel 38 is where that is.
Okay.
Then I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very interesting subject.
Yeah, because people need to know, who are they?
Well.
And how do they fit in? I'm sure they talked about Germany and how it fitted in the last days.
Well, Europe.
Yeah. Because we don't know exactly where they fit in, Tubal and Meshach, Gog and Magog.
Well, kind of, if we follow a certain line of reasoning.
Okay.
let me read some of this.
Okay.
Ezekiel 38 is where we usually start, but it's 36, 37, and 38.
Okay.
It's usually where it comes from. And the word of the Lord came unto me, it's saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thy army, horses, and horsemen, all horsemen of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, with all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah, and of the north quarters, and his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou, because, and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, as gathered out of the many people. And now look, Israel was scattered amongst the nations. It's been brought back. It's had much problems with the sword, with war. It's gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, and have been always a waste. But it is brought back forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into my mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. They think an evil thought. They think they're going to attack Israel. They're going to destroy Israel and take the spoils. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest. They'll be... Israel is not going to be ready for this.
Okay.
They're going to be asleep. They're going to be like, oh, well. So that's the way God wants it, because he wants to get all the credit.
Right, right.
I will go to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling safely without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, to turn thine hand up in desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land, Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall not know it. Shall I not know it? Shall thou not know it? And thou shalt come from the place out of the north parts, and thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people Israel, as a cloud to cover the land, and it shall be in the latter days. And I will bring against thee my land, that the heathen may know me, and when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken of the old time, by my servants the prophets of Israel, and prophesied in those days many days, saying years, saying that I would bring thee against them. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in the day that there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. In other words, it's going to start off with a big earthquake. And so the minute they step onto the land that's allotted out to Israel, the land of Israel, big earthquake. So that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout the holy mountains, saith the Lord. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. He's going to turn them against each other. They're going to pull out their swords and start killing each other. And I'll plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and his many bands, and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus I shall magnify myself and sanctify myself. I will be known in the eyes of many nations. They shall know that I am the Lord.
So these things are yet to come, then.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh, here.
No. I think I will buy some extra ones. Because they're only a dollar at the Dollar Tree.
I know.
And just keep them in my purse. For us, who forget them all the time, right? So, Jeff read to you
Ezekiel chapter 38.
Ezekiel chapter 38.
I like that. And I will rain upon him and his many bands great hailstones,
yes,
fire, and brimstone.
Yes.
That will. Now, the nations are going to go, whoa.
Yeah. Because, you know, like right now it says the nations will be groaning. Nature itself will be groaning, and even our bodies will be groaning for the return of the Lord. And some of these things have to take place before he comes back. That's why I brought up, when you mentioned Germany being smart, well, I think they're supposed to be a part of that too. I'm not sure, but
well, I don't know if Germany specifically fits into that.
Right.
Because all of that is, you know, two ball and all that. They are part of the Asian continent.
Right.
They all fit together as the thing starts moving, you know.
Yeah.
So we're coming down. We were assuming it, probably Russia is coming down, and they're hooking up with Iran and Iraq and Ethiopia, Libya.
Yeah. So
and,
that's...
And they all start rushing towards Israel.
Right. For the end time. Now, also... One event that happened, 2019. The people revolted against the government in Asia. You remember that?
Was that Iran, you mean?
No, Hong Kong.
Oh, yes. And they're very much in favor of the United States.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I just...
See, Hong Kong, here's... I've been wondering about them. Because...
Okay.
Quite a few years ago, I don't know how long ago this was, and I don't know how this agreement came about. There was some kind of agreement between Hong Kong and the Chinese Communist government, and Hong Kong was allowed to be free and democratic for a certain amount of years, and then they had to go back and be part of
Communism.
China again.
Okay.
And Hong Kong likes the freedom. They don't want the communism.
Right.
See, and China says, well, I'm sorry, but we own you.
Right, and I think that's what the revolt was about, you know.
Yep.
They want freedom. They want to be democracy, you know. And so that's been going on most of the year, the big revolt, the citizens of Hong Kong. Okay, here's another one. Boeing 737 was grounded. You remember that?
Yep. They're just recently starting to roll them back. They're starting to fix them and roll them back out again.
people were dying on those. That's the jet, right?
They about went out of business over that.
Yeah. That was not too.
Not fun.
No, not fun and not.
I think it was two of them that crashed, wasn't it?
Maybe a little more than that.
Ooh. So.
Because it was over the course of a couple years, I think it was.
I ain't getting on one for a couple years yet. I don't think so.
Plush. You don't even know you're in the air. Plush when they're running right.
Yeah.
You don't even.
Ain't so plush when you're vertical.
No, it's not. I had the opportunity to ride home from LaGuardia Airport in 747. This was in 79 when the airlines went on strike. We couldn't get a flight out of Newark, New Jersey. We had to go all the way to LaGuardia, New York.
Oh, really?
To get a plane out. And they only had first class available. Wasn't that nice? It was like carpet, plush.
Ton of money.
Oh, they didn't even charge us anymore.
They didn't?
No, because they were on strike and there was nothing they could do about it, you know. But it was wild.
That's nice. That worked out in your favor.
Yes, it did. It was much better than that commuter. I call them commuter airplanes where the turbulence is really bad and you're up and down and jumping around in your seat and your heart is going up and down out your chest, you know. Oh, my gosh. But this was much, much better.
Just be glad when you're getting kicked around by the turbulence, just be glad you're a Christian.
What about, I don't know if you heard about this or not, what about, it says Johnson claims Brexit mandate and they won the victory. Now, I don't know if this is Johnson & Johnson or this is a certain politician, but I did want to speak to you about the Johnson & Johnson baby powder. They said it had to...
Causes cancer.
Yeah, it causes cancer. And also the Roundup case.
Yeah.
Remember? And that husband and wife, the husband was awarded $1 billion. The wife was awarded $1 billion. What do you think about these lawsuits?
Okay, Roundup now, some people have said it's the same watered-down version as Agent Orange that they were using in Vietnam.
Really?
And it killed a bunch of people with cancer. So if they're, and they say it's the same contents as Agent Orange, which came as a shock to me, but there were some soldiers that told me that. And I guess what they do is just diluted it a little bit. And still causing cancer.
It's strong.
So, it does kill shrubbery really good, but it also kills humans. So,
oh, yeah.
If that's true, if it is Agent Orange, then they deserve to be sued.
$1 billion apiece.
Billion?
A billion. The husband was awarded $1 billion. The wife was awarded $1 billion. So, they ended up with $2 billion.
Whoa.
I'm serious.
What do you think of that?
You know,
where do we sign up?
That's where I'm at. How do you get away with suing someone and coming away with $1 billion apiece? They both have cancer.
Because the only time that they can do that is when the lawyers know they got this company over a barrel.
A big company, too. Roundup has been around a long time. Everybody uses it for their yard, you know, to kill weeds.
Yeah.
You know, even I use it around my yard to kill weeds, you know. $1 billion.
I'm not using it anymore.
No, me either.
Not unless they give me $1 billion, then I might.
You'll have to get in line now, right?
Take a risk.
Just like Johnson & Johnson baby powder.
Well, there's always been this question about suing everybody. You know, everybody's suing somebody, you know.
I tell you what, it's off the charts now. People are going for big bucks. Yeah. Not little money, big bucks. And I thought, I was dumbfounded, and I thought, $1 billion apiece?
A billion.
And people are trying to get multi-million dollar suits out of this Johnson & Johnson powder. Now, how long has that been around?
Is it killing people? Is it giving them cancer, really?
That's what they're claiming.
Well, we don't know. If it is, they deserve to be sued if it's killing people. I mean, how else are you going to stop them?
But that's the talc that you pat on the baby's bottom or fill in their diaper, you know?
Yeah.
Or rub on their chest after a nice hot bath and you lotion them down, you know, make them smell good. I remember when my brothers and sisters were born.
When they first started telling that, I said, how in the world could a baby powder cause you to get cancer?
Right.
And what they're saying is it gets clumped up inside your body and causes damage inside your body because it gets clumped up and then you get cancer.
This is because what, you're breathing it?
You know, like it gets inside your body somewhere, inside a crevice somewhere where there's an opening.
Wow. All these years, I never know, ever even heard of that, you know?
No, none of us have.
Wow.
So we don't know, though, sitting there in the living room watching TV, if it's really happening or not.
No, we don't know. No,
but if they're going to slam it all over TV and everything, they better know what they're talking about.
Right. That's true.
Or the lawyers will get sued.
That's true.
They'll lose the lawsuit and they'll go under.
They must have done some homework.
Playing for some high stakes, man.
Yeah.
But something had to have happened. It had to have really happened in order for them to start investigating this.
True.
You know.
You'd think so.
So I don't think all lawsuits are bad or immoral or anything. Depends on, you have to leave it up to the courts and to the scientists to figure out if something's really happening here or not.
Yeah, the amount of money these people are getting is it's outrageous.
Well, they want the companies pay out a ton of money to shut them up. You know.
Or out of business, one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, they must, Roundup must have been pretty well set or fixed to be able to pay that husband and wife $1 billion apiece.
They've got these accounts they keep just for that.
Wow. I would not have minded being in the lawsuit, but I wouldn't want the cancer to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, so, it was very strange. You know, when I was driving city bus, they changed the laws really good, but for a long time, but us drivers, we wouldn't touch somebody if they were sick or had a problem or choking or dying or something. None of the drivers would touch them.
Shouldn't.
Because the laws were such that you're dead, man. I mean, you're going to pay $1 million or you're going to jail.
Right.
And they changed that so that if a person's dying or sick or something, then if you help them, they're not allowed to sue you. So that was a big major help.
Yeah.
A big change, you know, because, gosh, I mean, you know, there were times when I had somebody every other day have an epileptic seizure or something on the bus. That's mostly what I seem to have problems with, is people have a big seizure on the bus and you got to hold them down or keep them from banging their head against the wall or whatever, you know. This one guy, he took his coffee cup and just threw the coffee straight up, and then he got off the bus and started running. So when the paramedics got there, they said, we're not going to chase him.
So, okay.
I don't know whatever happened to him. He was
either
on the bus the next day. I mean, I don't know what happened later on that afternoon, but apparently he was okay.
So what? Climate change. That was another big...
I'd like to know how these people think that they... Why is it the government's fault?
What, the climate change?
Yeah.
I don't know. They can't...
They can't figure it out.
And not only that, why didn't we have snow for Christmas? I mean, if the government could control the weather, right?
Yeah, why don't they make snow then?
Right, and it was snow on the ground up until Christmas Eve.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you.
What's that?
I'll do for you, Linda.
What's
I'm going to get me a big 747 and fill it up with styrofoam.
Okay.
And just shove it out the window when we come over Marion. How's that?
Does
that make you feel better?
You just have to wait now to 2020, December 25.
Kind of late thinking.
I said, how do you live in Ohio for 4 straight years without snow on Christmas?
I don't worry about snow for Christmas.
It was like 65 degrees.
Well, see, it's a very unstable thing to worry about. I mean, the weather does what it wants to do.
That's true.
You can't control it.
It was like 65 degrees.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to pray for snow for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I never, hardly ever got an answer to that. So,
And it says that Trump outed the United States from the Paris, the climate change. I think Paris talks was a part of that. And it says that President Trump opted us out of that.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
the government can't do anything about anything in the weather. They could seed clouds.
Yeah.
And make it rain.
They can predict, yeah.
Yeah, and they can predict, but they don't have anything to do with these climate changes. That's a God's most severe judgment coming.
Right.
And that's
true.
Why all this stuff is happening.
That's See, true.
They're not going to face that.
They can't change
yet.
It.
That's right.
Can't change it.
I had this, I wish I hadn't lost it. Somehow I lost a National Geographic magazine that talked about the last 10 years, the horrible natural disasters that have taken place in the last 10 years. You just would not believe
it's
it.
A lot of them.
That tsunami that they had in Japan, it turned over a fishing boat, and it was a ship. It wasn't a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right outside. It must have, I don't know if it knocked it off the docks or what, but it was sitting sideways up on, right before you get on the docks. I mean, it was in a completely dry place. It was turned up sideways. And you see, when they took the picture, these little tiny people walking past it. You see the power of that water?
Yeah.
What it can do?
I had never witnessed anything like that until that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how long ago was that? 10, 15 years ago,
gosh,
maybe 20?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, time has gone by so fast, and it just ripped up everything and everybody and just sucked it right back out to the ocean.
Yeah.
I had never even seen anything like it or heard anything like it before.
Well, this one pastor was talking about, you know, how Isaiah says that the earth will reel to and fro as a drunkard. And I think one of the things that God was trying to get across to us there, he didn't go into a lot of detail, but astronomers know that our Earth is on a perfect axis, and it turns and it changes seasons, everything in a perfect manner.
Right.
But if the Earth gets knocked off its axis a little bit, which could happen because of some body in space getting too close to us, it could just change the tilt of the Earth just slightly.
Wow.
It would just bring absolute havoc.
Wow.
You know, we were talking about some seriously bad hurricanes, one right after the other.
Right.
I would think this would be towards the end, you know, because I believe in post-tribulation rapture. I think before this happens, Jesus will probably take us out because you're not living on an earth that's not survivable. And you would have winds. You know, like on some of the other planets, like on Venus or something, where it gets up to 200 or 300 miles per hour.
Mm.
Now those are winds that exist inside a tornado,
right?
You know, so God means business during the tribulation. It ain't no joke.
No, it's not. It doesn't sound like it's a joke. I put it like that.
Yeah.
Once you read the scriptures and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then it even goes in, Isaiah may talk about it, Ezekiel talk about it, Zechariah, all of them speak something about what is to come, you know.
And Joel, one of the most chilling things that were said was Joel when he said, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision.
Wow.
For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And I'm sure he's talking about Armageddon.
Probably so.
You know, multitudes in the valley of decision.
Right.
Now we're all in the valley of decision.
Yes, we are.
In our life here, you can't just sit on the fence. You know, it was like that joke I told about the devil.
Yes.
The guy said he was sitting on the fence, and the devil said, I own the fence.
Not the fence I sit
you
on, no.
You can't sit on the fence.
You have to be able to talk to him, too, like you talk to your own body. You
know,
you just have to be able to say that. Not on the fence I sit on, you
That's
do
right.
not own.
Not on
you
my
know?
Watch.
That's right, absolutely. The opioid epidemic also.
Oh, yes.
It ranked close to number 4.
Some of our government are saying that China's causing that.
Really?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. But I don't think so. I think the pharmaceuticals are, some of those people are so greedy, they don't care what they do to anybody. So they give you heroin for a painkiller. So what if you're addicted to it? That just makes you buy it more. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a money thing. Are they saying that they're making any progress getting people off the drugs?
I don't think so. I don't think this opioid crisis is going anywhere, even though they're fighting against it. Like I mentioned earlier, I was in the hospital here in Marion a few weeks back, and there were six people who came in who OD'd. So I can't say if that's a normal or this was a once happening.
I guess heroin's a really powerful.
And it's cheap.
Is it cheap?
They say it's cheap.
I didn't know that.
Not my preference of drugs.
Well, go out and ask a few of them. How much did you pay for
it? But they say it's cheap, like $5, $10. That's cheap, you know. But the sad thing is, it's not just the youth. There's even people 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old.
Well, that's because the doctors have
are addicted
written prescriptions to it. For them.
Babies are born addicted, but I think they have a better chance of shaking the addiction, babies that are born like that. So it ranked number 4 on the list, opioid epidemic. Financial victims strike back at the pharmaceuticals.
Now, if anybody deserves to be sued.
But you can't get that unless a doctor prescribes it. They just can't give it to you.
Yeah.
They can't.
Well, you know, the people trust the doctors, though.
And maybe they needed it. And you know, I also look at this. Some people have an addictive personality. Just like a drink. They can't have one drink. Right?
That's right.
Or you can't limit yourself to 10 cigarettes a day or maybe 10 a week. No, you got to smoke 4 or 5 packs a week. So some people have an addictive personality. And
they couldn't quit smoking.
See what I'm saying?
God had to deliver me.
See what I'm saying? So that could be a lot of the opioid epidemic also. You know, they just don't know when to stop. They just keep going.
Once you're addicted, you're addicted.
Yeah, to get high again. Yeah. But you have to get more and more and more in you to get the last high that you had.
Rather than, and I mean, I tried and tried and tried and tried to quit smoking and could not. So I just prayed, and eventually God delivered me.
Okay, number 4 on the list, number 3 or 4, mass shootings.
Still a big problem, huh?
Yep. United States.
Did you hear about that church?
Yeah, school and churches.
People, and there were people in the church that had guns?
Yeah, supermarkets, yes.
I was wondering about that because, you know, we have the legal, you know, people are allowed to carry arms in most of the states now.
In the church, yeah.
And I was wondering about in Oklahoma because that guy killed a bunch of people there at Walmart. Remember that? And I said, where are these people that are carrying guns? Didn't they shoot at him? Did they try to get him?
I don't know if they tried to get this one at the Walmart. If I'm not mistaken, it was 2 different Walmarts. The first one was really bad. And then I don't know if he was a copycat or whatever, but there was another mass shooting. Okay, so there's been several churches in between these shootings here in 2019. And I just happened to see it.
What do you think about that? The pastor carrying a gun, the people in the church carrying guns. What do you think?
The OK Corral. That's what I think. Like you're in the saloon in the Western days, you know, and people come in and
put them up, bud.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
What is
that?
Do
you think we as Christians should carry guns and fight back? Or
I'd rather fight back than just sit there.
Hire security guards. Jesus said, "Don't return evil for evil."
Oh, if that's not evil.
If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword.
I don't. My intent isn't evil. Their intent is.
He didn't say anything about
my
that.
My intent.
He said, put away your sword. So Peter, put away your sword, and they put the guy's ear back on. I'll bet that was helpful for that guy.
You know, I don't really know how to address that issue.
It's hard.
It's very, very hard. to think that I can't go to church without worrying about my back or who's in there with a gun and whether they're going to lose their mind or not.
But I mean, I think most churches have at least one or two people carrying
weapons
anymore.
They've had to.
They don't have any choice.
You know, now when you go into the supermarkets, there's people walking around their arm now.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're turning into a third world country with all kinds of weapons ready to roar.
Are there any countries that have to put up with what we're putting up with in the United
States? Oh, third world countries have been having rebellions and all kinds of shootings forever. So it wouldn't be anything new to them.
So now they're making it that you can call ahead of time and they can bring your food out of McDonald's and put it in your car, or you can have your stuff delivered right to your home now. Did you know that?
They could shoot the driver.
But did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
I was talking to my grandson. He said, Bob Evans is here. Bob Evans is at your door? Yeah, they're bringing me my lunch. Duh.
Well, that's just a new gimmick, I think.
But they did.
I don't think that has anything to do with public shootings.
But it's a way that you don't have to go out.
Yeah, that's true.
You see what I'm saying?
And no, man. Do you know how fat I'm going to get if I start doing that stuff?
Oh, my. It's just that the world that we live in today has definitely not what it was like when I was going to school.
Oh, no.
You know, we didn't have to worry about what these young people have to worry about today.
No.
You know, even being abducted and kidnapped. And I think that should have been number one.
Yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't do it, but I watch Forensic Files, and it's almost impossible now to kidnap somebody and take them out in the woods and kill them and get completely away with it. That with the science that they have these days, most of the time that person gets caught. So human beings have a violent nature, and
yeah, that's true.
Only God can deal with that.
That's true.
And we know that human beings have a violent nature because we go all the way back to Genesis 1.
Yes. Cain killed Abel, the first two brothers, right?
Yep.
Because of jealousy.
But I believe that the public shootings, there again, it has to do with the last days' warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Judgments and warnings.
And they're speaking loud and clear.
Yeah, he's lifting his hands of protection.
But are we listening, Jeff? Do you think we're listening? Not just
people in
the church.
Is America listening?
Right.
No, I don't think so. They keep getting hit with all these massive judgments.
Catastrophes.
And fires and catastrophes and warnings, and they just go right on with their sin. Have you ever heard of one of these liberals getting on TV and going, well, since we've had all these catastrophes and everything, and we think that God is trying to tell us something, we're going to go ahead and drop abortion. No, that doesn't happen.
No.
We're going to give up homosexuality. We're going to stop promoting that.
Because they said that Austria legalized same-sex marriage this year, 2019.
Yeah.
Along with France and a few other ones over there in Europe. So, no, people are not going to stop doing what they want to do.
Nope.
Because they want to do it. You know, no matter what the church thinks about it or no matter what God thinks about it. But you know what? I thank God for loving me and sacrificing his life on the cross for me.
Yes.
That I would be saved and that I would have a chance to live a life that's not so corroded. Not perfect.
Yeah.
But not so corroded, you know, that I have moral values, you know.
Yes.
Not trying to put anyone else down for what they may believe, which I can't do that anyway. People have a right to believe what they want to believe in these last days. And they have, and they do, and they do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But if it had not been for Jesus and all that he has done for each and every one of us, no matter where we may be mentally or physically, he died that we might live and have life and that more abundantly. And I am so thankful for that today.
Yes.
And hopefully those of you who are listening to the show today, that you take something to heart and maybe you can share with someone else. We're running out of time. We're down to 47 seconds. But we are headed toward something. May not be as nice as we want it to be, but next time, listen to A Voice of a People. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what? You know what? What I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go. But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yeah. Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation of this show has been on about a year, but doing these type of shows about 10 years.
10 years.
And, is that good enough? Do I pass?
Oh, yeah. And you enjoy it, right?
Till today, yeah.